This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, 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 it's your boy, Connie Franny in the house. Actually, Connie Franny's in his childhood house, his parents' house. Hello everyone, welcome back. This is Everything Else, episode number eight. I feel a little bit rusty because last week was the deleted episode, therefore I didn't have to record the podcast. So I feel a little bit rusty. I'm like, how do I do this? Also, if you're watching the video version of the podcast on youtube.com/ConnorFranta, plug, I'm not in my usual setting. I'm at home. I'm visiting home and I'm very comfy, very cozy, so much so that I was supposed to be back in LA and I ended up staying longer because I just can't help myself, and my parents asked me to, so I said yes. Why wouldn't I stay here? If you're looking at this, I mean, like, I love this room in my parents' house. It's called the Sun Room, and it's made of all this like bright yellowish orange wood. And my mom has decorated it kind of beachy. So every time I'm home, I just spend all my time in this room because it's windows everywhere. Wood everywhere. You know a boy loves wood. I'm sorry. Couldn't help myself. And beachy themed. And then it's greenery in front of me. I just can't get over it. I love the Midwest. Yeah, so I flew home for a few reasons. And let's get into it. Let's just get into it. Actually, let's say what's coming up on this episode, because this episode's a little bit free-flowing. You know, I have stuff planned, but also I just kind of want to talk about being home a little bit. I feel like while I'm home, I'm just like my most authentic self, my most happy and peaceful self. So like, let's just see where that goes. But some things hopefully I'll get to is I do want to touch on, and I want to be very sensitive about it, but I want to touch on the Gabby Petito murder case that has just unfolded while I've been home. So because I've been, you know, kind of offline, I've been seeing that a lot. Offline meaning I haven't been working a lot, so I haven't been distracted. So I've seen that and it's just been fully encompassing. I want to talk about Kristen Stewart, Nicki Minaj, Rihanna. Oh my God, I get to talk about Rihanna. Yes. Rihanna. And then what was the other one? Oh, I want to talk about this a space related thing that I found really interesting and really exciting. So I'm going to talk about all that. So we'll see what happens. It's going to be free flowing. It'll be fun. Just sit back, do your laundry, do your homework, make a meal. Cry, I don't care. Little announcement before we get into those other stories, but if you're hearing this, it's happening. If you're not, it's just me talking to me. I don't know what I'm saying. I'm going on a book tour. I'm happy to announce I'm going on a book tour. My third book is out October 19th, and we managed to figure out a way to do a book tour in the current state of Hades that we are in. which is really exciting. It's not a big thing. I wish we could go to more cities. Maybe we can after if it works out well. You know, everyone's going to have to wear a mask. There's not going to be touching. Don't touch me. Don't fucking touch me. But we'll be there, and I'll give a talk. We'll take some photos. It'll be fun for what it is. I mean, how exciting that we get to do things. Nothing's been on the calendar. That'll be fun. That'll be exciting. We're going to Los Angeles, somewhere near Houston, Texas, Mall of America in Minnesota, somewhere in Chicago, Illinois, somewhere in northern Florida. Can't remember the city. Should have this up. Can't remember. We've changed it a few times. And then New York City in New York. So those are the stops as of now. That is happening October 19th through October 25th. Info below, ConnorFrantaBooks.com. Make sure to go pre-order. Go reserve your spot if you want to go to the book signing, the book tour, the book talk, the book weird Avril Lavigne-like photos that we're going to take, because we'll most likely be like a couple feet apart with masks on, maybe. I don't know. We're still figuring that part out. And we'll be like, hey. It'll be like non-touching prom poses, or like stools looking. We'll sit on stools looking mad at each other. You know, we'll be creative. It'll be fun. Think how memorable it will be. You'll have a photo from a pandemic tour done safely. You better believe it's going to be safe. That you can look back on and be like, that was weird. Can't believe we did that. ConnorFrantaBooks.com. I'm home. I flew home for a few reasons. My parents have, I think I talked about this in the last episode, but I've always been running. My family is the running family. We were literally voted the fit family of the year. Embarrassing, traumatizing, terrifying that award exists, but we won it as a child. As a child, we were the fit family of the year. When people think I'm ridiculous for running as much as I do, I'm like, you haven't met my family. They all do it. We all run marathons. Some of us run further than marathons. It's pretty unique to us. But the reason I bring that up is because my parents have hosted a 5K, so a 3.1 mile race, every year for the past 25 years. Entrepreneurs, business woman, business man, moguls. And they are so freaking sweet that they raise all the money that is made from it is given to charity. So they do a community event and they raise everything for charity, and they do it just purely by their own heart's desire, which is wholesome and cute. And I never really appreciated it as much as I do now. As like a child, it was just a thing. You know, those things where you're growing up and you don't even realize that this is something so unique to your family that no other family can relate to. I'm slowly learning. This is one of those things. So this was the final race. This was the 25th anniversary of their race. The final one. They said, yeah, we've done this long enough. It's been great. It's been real. Peace out. Gonna go do some other things. So I wanted to come home to support that. One of my brothers was able to come back. My sister was able to come back, and we all ran it and then helped out a little bit organizing it. But to be totally fair and honest, my parents did everything. They run it, they organize it. It's amazing. So we came back to support them for that, and that was pretty sick. Pretty awesome. It's pretty much just a community event. So it was like 350 runners, all distanced outside. I was wearing a mask besides when I was running, type of a deal. And just to remind you of that, COVID still exists. Just a little reminder. I think people are forgetting. Oh my God, tangent. I was on the plane on the way here, and I swear to God, people are so dim, thick in the skull. They remind you every 2 seconds in the airport and on planes to wear a mask. If you're not actively eating or drinking, please wear your mask. It is the rule of law. We can kick you off. We can send you to fucking prison. Not on our airplane. They say it constantly. And yet people don't follow it. Usually, men, not to bring up men again, every podcast I'm just like punching down at these Neanderthals. There was a man next to me who had a drink next to him the entire flight, barely touched it, mask down the whole time, hand on the drink. And I'm like, just what is wrong with you? Is this like your protest? Is this your version of saying, haha, got around it? Look at me. Just a guy. Just a guy. Just me. Just being a guy. I'm a dude. I don't need to listen to you. I'm a man. We invented the rules. I'm going to go into a skit right now. Brian. My name's Brian. I don't listen to anybody. I just report to myself. I'm Brian. Fuck them. I hate it. It's so annoying. Where was I? Wholesomeness. So being home. So we did that. And then also, and this is, again, my parent, like, the thing that's unique about my town is it is, I don't even know if it technically is or if we just call it that. It's on like the town sign when you drive into it. Town of 5,000 people. And we are called the Apple Capital of Minnesota. So we have a thing called Apple Fest. And it's there's carnival rides, there's parades, there's awards, there's events. It's the big thing. Apple season in Minnesota. We are thriving. We have every flavor. And honestly, I wish we could do some Willy Wonka type shit here. And I could like give you an apple through the screen. Give it to you because they are so good. Like, I know you think you know what an apple tastes like, but bitch, you do not. The tang, the zest, the depth of flavor, the crisp, the crunch. It's so good. Our apples are amazing here. Do I know if we are actually the apple capital of Minnesota? No, I haven't looked it up. I have no idea. How do you find that out? It's on every sign. We have a whole parade. Doesn't matter, I guess, but we have that. And my parents actually won an award this year. So we had to surprise them with that because the award committee contacted my little brother and was like, they're winning an award. You have to get them to this ceremony secretly so they don't know that they're winning because it's a surprise. So we had to like finagle that, which was really weirdly difficult. Like, how do you get someone to an award ceremony that they don't normally go to, nor do they know anyone at? Because it was like at the high school. So it was really funny because we're all sitting there in the audience being like, I don't know a soul here. Who's she? Who he? Who's that? Who's them? People on stage saying things that just mean absolutely nothing to me because I haven't lived here in like a decade. So it's just, it felt like the Twilight Zone. I'm like sitting there feeling like, why are we here? Even though I know why we're here and I can't imagine what my parents felt. People are dancing. People are winning other awards, and my parents, I just think we're there. They just think we wanted to be there. Just a fun little activity. Let's go to this thing that we have no attachment to. But that was really cute. So that was really cute. And then other than that, honestly, just being home, I've been running a shit ton. We have tons of hills around here, so I've been running a lot of hills, a lot of long runs, like 10 miles every other day here. My cats... Everyone who's been a longtime viewer of my YouTube channel knows that I used to be like the cat guy. That used to be the thing that people used to say to me constantly, like, Connor, do you like cats? Connor, show us your cats. Connor loves cats. You're a cat person. It just became a thing, and I don't really know. I mean, I know why I did it to myself, but yeah, those two cats are still here. Still here. One of them is 17. Sam, we found her on the side of the road when she was a couple months old, and she's still kicking. She's still feisty. She's out there somewhere sunning herself. So I don't even know where I'm going with that. Just cats. It's been cats. It's been bike rides. It's been parks. It's been nature. It's been peace and quiet. I freaking love the Midwest. I go by strangers and everyone says hi to me. For fun, I go to the local natural food co-op and I just walk around. I'm like, oh my god, look at these mushrooms. What if I bought them? They're so good. They're local. Oh my god, is that kombucha? Damn, progressive. That's unique. What a unique flavor. It's so fun. I absolutely adore it. But that's
the extent of what I do when I'm home, is I just, it's just peace, it's quiet, it's chill, it's nature, it's family time, it's fun. So yeah, that's kind of what I've been up to. I'm heading back to LA, so by the time this is up, I'll be back in hell. Why don't I move? I should move. I really should. Okay, I'm gonna start it off going into the news, because again, this has just been, it's wild how big the story has gotten, or how big it got, because so many things like this happen all the time. You know, people go missing all the time, sadly, you know, people are, horrible things happen every day and they get unnoticed, and that is, you know, really disappointing, but it's kind of the reality. So when I first saw the Gabby Petito story, what hooked me to it, like I think a lot of people, is just, or I guess maybe not a lot of people, what hooked it for me is the van life element, the vlogging element. It felt really close to my industry and, you know, I guess like a portion of life that I know people take part in. So it just felt weirdly personal. I don't think I've been in focus this entire time, have I? Maybe. Well, we'll see. Just girly things, just worrying, just looking at myself on the camera constantly. Serious. This is a serious story. So the quick little rundown for everyone that doesn't know, I don't know how you wouldn't know at this point. This has become, you know, honestly, like global news. It really swept the nation. I think because it was a mystery unfolding in front of people day by day in real time. But so basically, like, the long and short of it is, there is a girl named Gabby Petito, and her former fiance, but just boyfriend at the time, because they canceled their engagement for reasons that I don't know. But her boyfriend named Brian Laudrie. So a couple living in Florida decided that they wanted to do, you know, what a lot of people have done during the pandemic, but what a lot of people have done recently is buy a van, drive across the country, film it, live in the van, live this van life that a lot of people are doing. So, you know, live minimally, see the country, see the scenes, and do it together. So they were doing that. So they were, I have a little timeline in front of me just so I get dates right. But so basically they were engaged in July 2020, a year ago, somehow got out of the engagement, bought the van in December of 2020. And then it wasn't until July 2021, a little more current, that they began this adventure. So Gabby, I think, was clearly the one that was going to run the YouTube channel and run the blog, which is really weird. Not that she's doing that, but it's really weird to have this unfold and you be able to see day by day what they were doing. And I think that was kind of the strange part of this, is like, it was so current and you could see so many details about it that it just, like, everyone felt like they were a detective. Gosh, and I also don't, was that a little kitty? No, maybe not. Sorry. The cats, they're around and now I'm just aware of them. And I also, again, like this just happened. So I think I want to make sure that I'm, you know, I'm really sensitive to this topic, because the strange thing is a lot, you know, the more people talked about it, the more it felt almost like exploitive, that people were talking about it just to be a part of a trend in something that was popular, which I don't want to do. I want to be aware that I'm not trying to do that. I think it genuinely was like such a big news topic that it really did consume my week. So I guess I'm doing it from an authentic place in that sense, but I don't want to exploit this for clicks or for views necessarily. But so basically, yeah, they started their road trip and they were making their way from Florida to a bunch of national parks around the US, and they were in contact with their families. They're, you know, it looked like they were having a good time. I remember the first time I saw highlights of it and they didn't really know much about it. I just was like, oh, what a cute little couple. Like she was very cute, very, you know, sweet looking. And even honestly, even her boyfriend, I was like, oh, he looks really nice. There's no way he could have done something. He just like looked
I don't know. There's some, I remember watching a clip being like, I don't know. He doesn't like he his smile. I don't know. He looks charming, I guess. So it was just, you just like didn't want to believe. I don't think you ever want to believe that evil exists or that people are capable of such horrible things. So that's another thing that was weird about this. But fast forward to things started getting strange, essentially. Like they went to Kansas, they went to Colorado, they went to Utah. They were going to all these amazing places. And then things got strange right around, it was like August 12th, is that there was a police video that came out of an altercation between Gabby and her boyfriend at the time. And there's all this police footage of it. I don't need to show it. You can go look it up if you want. But there's all this police footage of her crying and him with scratch marks on his face. And the weird thing is the police in the video started calling it a domestic assault on her case. They started saying she assaulted him. And that was from like their, that was from like their accounts from people, because apparently it happened in like a grocery store parking lot. So it just like added a layer to this where you're like, what the fuck? Like what happened? What is going on? Did they get in a fight and he drove back to Florida? Because that was the weird thing. So essentially he drove back to Florida without her, which is like, did he leave her? Did he kill her? Did like, what happened to her? That's such a weird thing to do. And like the horrible thing is it, you know, eventually just like a few days ago, it's so fresh. It's so weird that it's this fresh. A few days ago, they found her. He, you know, she, they still don't know how, but she died. And now he's missing, which is the crazy thing, which I guess is the reason why this is an important story to still talk about, is because he's still missing. They still don't know what happened. So, you know, if, I guess keep your eyes open. He could be literally anywhere. He's been missing for like days now. So you can get anywhere in days driving. You know, it takes, I think from like California to Minnesota, it's like 36 hours of driving. You know, if you were determined enough, you could do that pretty quickly. So it's, yeah, it's just pretty wild. But something that was really interesting that is like aside from the story was that people after, you know, this horrible thing had happened, people started saying like, why don't other missing persons cases get this much attention? What was it about this case that people really gravitated towards? Was it the fact that it was unfolding like a mystery right in front of you and we're all obsessed with true crime? Was the fact that it was like a young, pretty white girl? Was it the fact that, you know, he's still missing? Was it the fact that like they were vlogging and they seemed like such a happy couple? Like there were so many elements where the people were wondering, but it started bringing to light of this, you know, either way, it's an issue. So like people brought to life that Jelani Day, who was a black aspiring doctor, and Illinois medical student, he's missing. Apparently he's been missing for a long time. So people are saying, why isn't he getting as much attention? Daniel Robinson, 24, he went missing, I think a few months ago in the Arizona desert, originally from South Carolina. And people are like, why wasn't he, you know, why isn't he getting this global grip? Why aren't people making TikToks about him, making news stories about him? Why isn't he making headlines? And I don't know what, you know, I don't know what to say about that. And I don't want to belittle by any means the horrible thing that happened to Gabby Petito. But I do want people to take away from this, you know, to really think about that, to think like, why were you so interested in the story? Why aren't you so interested in Daniel Robinson's story, in Jelani Day's story? Like, why are you interested in this? And you know, it's not, I wish everyone got this attention that's missing, because going missing is just a horrible thing for everyone, for the families involved, for the friends, everyone. You know, they just want answers. So it's not that Gabby doesn't deserve the attention. It's that everyone deserves that much attention. So I just thought that that was like an interesting thing to think about. And I hadn't thought about that because I got wrapped up in it as well. I'm guilty of it as well.
made me think, like, gosh, I need to, if I'm going to give all these stories that much attention, I got to give it to equally to everyone, you know, which is, yeah, it's just strange. You just don't think you're going to go down that rabbit hole, do you? You didn't think it was going to unfold like that. But yeah, horrible thing. Very weird to see it unfold, like, in videos and in vlogs and in Instagram posts. It felt very, very modern, very unique in that sense. And again, just like a little bit close to home. Like, I always find it weird when anyone and so anything happens to anyone in the social media space, you know, new, old, large or small, anything, just because it's like my industry. So it just felt weirdly personal. I don't know why. I never know why, but it does. You know, my thoughts are with Gabby Petito's family. And, you know, if you know what Brian Laundrie looks like, keep an eye out, because he's still at large. He's still in hiding, running away. So keep an eye out. Oof, gosh, that is a downer. I'm sorry. But that's been like the one thing that has been really consuming me and consuming the world. So felt like I had to talk about it. But again, also keep an eye out for Daniel Robinson, Jelani Day. I'm sure there are so many other missing kids, people. You know, if you found yourself really invested in this, try to also be invested in other stories as well, in other people, and give them your attention. Ooh wee, that was dark. Dark. So let's do something a little bit more light. Let's talk about I have a couple of little quickies here. Totally different transition, totally weird transition. Apologies if that's, you know, if that comes across as disrespectful. It's the last thing I want. Me in my peaceful sunroom talking about horrible things. Let's talk about something good. Rihanna, my freaking queen. As everyone knows, I'm a Rihanna stan. Love her to death. Love everything she does. Been really excited for her to finally release a new album. And motherfucker, oh my God, she talked about it. She talked about it in an interview. She said, "You're not going to expect what you hear." Whoa, mystery. Put that in your mind. Okay, I will, Riri. Whatever you know of Rihanna is not going to be what you hear. I'm really experimenting. I'm having fun, and it's going to be completely different. Ma'am could release a CD of farts, and I'd be like, track number 6, the quick, airy one, beautiful, masterpiece, give it a Grammy. It could be screeches. She could do some, like, Grimes type shit and just be like weird, crunchy computer sounds and barely even her voice, just like, and I'd be like, I love it. It's amazing. It's everything I ever wanted. Oh, that just brightened my day to see that, because I haven't seen her really address the fact that she is definitely working on an album, and this makes it feel very real to me. So I'm excited. I'm excited. I can't wait. And on the note of excitement, I can't stop thinking about, I'm obsessed. Everyone knows I'm obsessed with Kristen Stewart and Robert Pattinson, just my, you know, my little Twilight brain. I was downstairs. I still have all my Harry Potter books, all my Twilight books, all my Hunger Games books. I was the dystopian or like mythical magical stan. I got most of those two at midnight when they came out. That's a throwback. That dates me for sure. When people used to wait in line for books. Buffoonery. The lunary. I used to do that for movies too. I would wait. I would go and wait from like noon until, actually it'd be a midnight showing, so probably more like 3 p.m. And we would sit outside a movie theater just to make sure we got tickets to a midnight showing, because you couldn't book them ahead of time. And you also wanted to get the really good seat with the bar in the movie theater so you could put your feet up. We used to do that. And it was so fun. It was so great. Had a good time. Really loved it. But Kristen Stewart is now going to be playing Princess Diana in a new movie called Spencer. And I'm just like, for her and for Robert Pattinson, for honestly, any of like my childhood faves, Daniel Radcliffe, any of them, you know, like anyone in that space, Emma Watson, all of them. I just want them to do great things. So to see Kristen Stewart
doing something that could potentially be like Oscar worthy, playing Princess Diana. The visuals of this film look so beautiful. Like the art direction. I don't think she's ever done anything quite like this, where she's been a part of something that just like is a potential masterpiece. And she's also has an accent, which I've never really seen her go, you know, like let's call a spade. She normally does kind of her like emo, sad voice, which I love and I appreciate her for. But she's doing an accent. She's playing, you know, portraying a real person. It's just like totally out of her wheelhouse. So I'm excited. I'm so excited. I can't wait. They just released a new trailer. I'm excited. Rihanna, Kristen Stewart, I'm excited. And then a little tangent, more celebrity news. Freaking Nicki Minaj. I didn't get to talk about this because I've been away from the podcast for just a minute. But can we just talk about how it shouldn't be funny? Because, it's subtle anti-vax vibes here. Not even subtle. It just is anti-vax vibes. But Nicki Minaj's whole debacle around her cousin's friend in Trinidad is the funniest thing to me. It shouldn't be funny because it is serious, but bitch, it's so fucking funny. Nicki Minaj's cousin's friends in Trinidad. Cousin's friend in Trinidad. My uncle's brother's wife's sister's boyfriend's neighbor. Oh, have you met my friend's mother's daughter? It's just, you can't write this shit. So for everyone that doesn't know, she put out this tweet saying, my cousin in Trinidad won't get the vaccine because his friend got it and became impotent. He became impotent. His testicles became swollen. His friend was weeks away from getting married, and now the girl called off the wedding. So just pray on it and make sure you're comfortable with your decision, not bullied. What is this? You don't get swollen balls from a vaccine, and if you do, one, you're one in a billion. Consider yourself weirdly lucky. Weirdly, you're unique. You're everything. You get a little gold star. But if you get swollen, he didn't. That's the thing. Is like people are, there's, what's the term? Like causation and causality. I'm just saying things. If I eat a peanut butter sandwich and I get in a car accident, it doesn't mean every time I eat a peanut butter sandwich, I'm going to get in a car accident. If I burp and then win the lottery, it doesn't mean burping won me the lottery. So you getting something after getting the vaccine, an unknown timeline here, just he had swollen testicles sometime after the vaccine. Me like 2 months after the vaccine being like, my leg fell off, it must have been the vaccine. Like it doesn't make any sense. So him telling Nicki Minaj's cousin, like, dude, I got swollen balls and like I got the vaccine 3 weeks ago. It's crazy. No one's talking about this. And then Nicki Minaj's cousin going, Nicki, oh my fucking God, my friend got elephant balls from the vaccine. Like, you gotta tell people about this. And then she just tweeting it like it's a fact. It's insane. Insane. People are insane. Love Nicki. Think she's hilarious and amazing, but Jesus Christ. Like, why put this out there? You're like, what? Pray on what? That you don't get swollen balls? Make sure you're comfortable with what? The potential to get swollen balls? Balls. How many times can I say balls? Balls. Balls. It's wild. The funniest response to this was I saw someone respond to a news article basically saying, like, the funniest part of this is that the president of the United States, Joe Biden, had to address this. And then Dr. Fauci had to address this because it's misinformation. And then I don't even know the title. Is it like the prime minister of Trinidad, the president of Trinidad? I'm an idiot. Ignore me. Who's ever a higher up in Trinidad
They had to address this. We had global leaders talking about Nicki Minaj's cousin's friend's balls in a serious tone, in a serious matter. And I just think that that is fucking funny and such a waste of time. It'd be like me tweeting again something absolutely, she didn't think this was going to be global news. I'm sure she just thought it was like, it was a drop in the bucket. It was, you know, just like a whisper in the wind. And then it was global news. But I just think it's funny. This just goes to show you, whatever you put out online, you better be ready for it to get as the most attention. I know you're not Nicki Minaj. Maybe you are. Hey, Nicki. DM me. You better be ready for everything that you put online to go viral, because it has the potential nowadays. Everything. Everything you put out. You better be ready for it to be engaged with. No! I just realized I never talked about the space story, and y'all know I love space, obsessed with space, don't really want to go to space, which is funny because that's exactly what this story is about, but I'm obsessed with it, love the idea of it. We're just tiny little jelly beans floating on a tiny little rock in a sea of nothingness. Yay, dystopia. Okay, so why was no one talking about this story? It just happened and nobody cared. SpaceX, Elon Musk's company, SpaceX, basically NASA. It's a B-grade NASA or A-grade, depending upon what you think of Elon. They sent 4 civilians into space alone. 4 people. The Inspiration 4 had a crew of 4 people, none of which had any experience in being an astronaut. And as you know, the movies make being an astronaut seem very easy. It's like you just sit in the little rocket, put on your little helmet, and you go woof, right to space. Floaty, 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 collect rocks in space. That's all we do as an astronaut. No, bitch, you gotta be a scientist, an engineer. Harvard, Yale, Oxford. You got to be really intelligent to be an astronaut. So the fact that they sent 4 people to space, let's backtrack. Here's the story. Basically, they wanted to send, it always goes back to a billionaire. Someone who was one of the people who was really rich. One of the 4 was really rich. And he funded this for charity. I think he paid something like $200 million to go to space. So he funded it. And then they picked 3 other civilians. One was someone who worked at a hospital. One was someone who just had a different job and then a different job. It was 3 people who have no experience as being an astronaut. And they sent them into space. And they were able to orbit the Earth and then come back down a week later. And they said they were doing like studies on the effects of the human body in space. 350 miles up. They were as far, if not further, than the space station.
Are you shitting my dick?
Crazy. We live in a crazy time. The fact that 4 people, no experience in space, got to go into a rocket, orbit the Earth, and come back down, and no issues were had. It's amazing. It's like self-driving cars, but it seemed a lot more expensive and a lot more risky. So I just thought that was really cool. And I don't know why everyone else didn't think it was really cool. I thought it was so amazing that that happened and nothing bad happened. I hope their experiments went well. I hope they found out some interesting data. But yeah, just crazy. I don't know. I thought people should care about this. No one cares about it. Tell me you care in the comments below. Let's move on to the very end of the podcast. Again, thank you for everyone who's been rating it 5 stars over on Apple. Thank you for everyone who's been listening and watching. Clicking the thumbs up every video definitely helps. Leaving a comment, participating in our little community that we've got here. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. Thank you. I read them all. I respond to a lot of them, and I appreciate it. Let's, before I tell you a song and a movie that I liked this week, I am going to read a little shout out. First, a review over on iTunes by Emo Trash. 5 stars. She's giving. I've been watching Connor Francis since 2016, and I honestly think his content is getting better. And I think this is making it better. I love that. Thank you, Emo Trash. Make me feel so good about myself. Give me that confidence booster. And then over on YouTube, we had the comment by SSG saying, 69th like with 0 dislikes. Today is a good day. I am not above doing 69 jokes on my podcast because it's mine and I can do whatever the fuck I want. Anyways, a movie that I like this week, or a movie that I want to recommend, I should say, is one of my favorite horror movies of all time. Underrated, low budget, great film. It Follows. It Follows. It's a great movie where we are officially in fall. I had my first pumpkin spice latte. It is time to get the spooky ookie out. It Follows is a movie about a demon that comes in the form of an STD. I'm not going to explain it more. You're just going to have to watch it. Enjoy. A song that I really like this week is the new one by Dijon. It's called Many Times. I may have written that down incorrectly. It's the new one by D-I-J-O-N, Dijon. Love Dijon. Saw him sing live before the pandemic. And he's really cool. Really like his artistry. So It Follows, Dijon. Go check those out. And yeah. That's really all I got for you. Kind of wrap this bad boy up quickly because I have some things to get to. I'm going to enjoy my last moments here in Minnesota. I'm at absolute peace. Love it here to death. Feeling great. But thank you so much for listening. What a wild roller coaster. Everyone is very much right. This is, you know, there's organization to this chaos, but it is indeed chaos. Really giving you emotional whiplash on this podcast. That's about it. I hope you're having a great one. Again, click the like button, rate it 5 stars, do all that. Pre-order my book, ConnorFrantaBooks.com. If you are in a place in the world where you can get vaccinated, definitely get vaccinated. Wear a mask. Get a good night's sleep. Give a compliment to a stranger. Blow a kiss to a puppy. Drink a chilled glass of H2O. I love you, and I will see you super soon. Bye.